Jason Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Wednesday, and we told you, the captain, he's back. He's back on the show as well. Predators captain Roman Josi joins us now. Roman, how the heck are you?
Doing great. How are you guys?
We are fantastic, and I know you have to be as excited as we are to get opening night tomorrow at Bridgestone Arena. But let's just start with this. I mean, there's been a lot with you and your health. You look good. How you feeling?
Good. Feeling good. Yeah, it was, it was a good training camp for me, and I think for everyone else too. It was intense, hard training camp, but obviously for me it was a really good test, and I feel good. Felt good all throughout training camp, so I'm excited to get going.
When I've watched you in some practices and in some of these preseason games, you look, and I hope you take this right, you look relaxed. Like, you look like the Roman that I've known for a long time. Does it kind of feel that way? Like it's old hat, as they say?
I feel really good. You know, I feel like obviously with last year, I feel like I kind of, you know, I got my jump back a little bit, and just, you know, the energy, the excitement of playing again and just being back. And I think, you know, for me, obviously it was good to have that time to recover and just get some answers. So a lot of time this summer, a lot of time to work on my game, work on my health, and it's definitely helping me now in training camp and to start the season.
Roman Josi is with us. A lot's been made about Andrew Brunette's system and maybe some tweaks. How has that gone this training camp with him making a few changes to what you guys do?
Good. Yeah, we made some adjustments, and those things always take a little bit of time, and there's definitely a big emphasis on it in practice and in training camp. We worked a lot on systems. Like, every day there was something that we tried to work on, and I think, you know, it'll help our game. And I think just in general, you know, like a lot of guys coming back, there's a couple new faces, but we're pretty familiar with each other, and I think now we have a year with all of us together, and year two, like, you know, we're a lot more familiar with each other off the ice, we're a lot more familiar with each other on the ice. So I think that chemistry will definitely help us.
How excited? I know he's gonna unfortunately start the year hurt, but Nick Hague comes in and looked like he was gonna be your defense partner. How excited are you to have him once he's back and healthy?
Really excited. Obviously unfortunate that he got hurt in the first preseason game, but I had a couple of practices with him, and you know, like one and a half periods with him in the game. He's an amazing defenseman. I played against him for a couple of years now, and then just practicing and playing with him, you know, you could really see up close how good it is defensively. Obviously, he's a big body, and he finishes plays, but he also has a lot of skill. Like, he's got an amazing first pass, and he's great on breakouts. So we're definitely pumped when we get him back.
So, you know, a lot of people, you know, obviously I know Hal Gill very well, and from the radio side, and he kind of explained what that could do for you, that having a guy like him or Willsby or whoever that can kind of be the stay-at-home guy and then let you move around the ice and do some offensive things on that side of the ice. So how much does that help you to have a guy that can kind of guard the stay-at-home spot and let you do, as Hal likes to put it, Josi things?
It is. I mean, it is huge for me, for sure. You know, it's kind of, for me, it's like a bit of a security blanket, you know, and to have a partner like that is kind of, you, it frees you up to, you know, to go on the offense a little bit more once in a while, and just find those times where you can jump up. And like I said, if you have that partner, that's just, you know, he's really reliable defensively, and it just gives you, you know, that extra security blanket. But at the same time, I think both guys like Hex and Willie, you know, Willie's an amazing skater, and Hex, he's got some great offensive skills too. So I don't want those guys just to stay back. They gotta jump up in the play too, and then I know they will. So it's just, I think, about finding times where I can jump, finding some times where they can jump. But both of those guys are definitely, you know, they're really good defensively. They skate well. So like I said, it's definitely a security blanket for me.
Predators captain Roman Josi is here with us on the Chasing Big Joe show. Some young guys, including the 5th overall pick in this year's draft, Brady Martin, have made the opening night roster. What do you, as a veteran, as a captain, as just Roman Josi, what do you say to those guys, especially Brady, who's going to be playing in his first NHL game likely tomorrow night?
You know, he's got an amazing mindset. You know, he's obviously, it's pretty impressive what he's done in camp, and just like coming in at that age and being able to make a difference in your first training camp is pretty impressive. And like I said, his mindset is great. He's a confident kid, and I think you know, you just let him play, let him have fun. And I think when you're that young, you kind of don't even know how big the moment is. You just kind of come in every day and you enjoy the day and have fun, and that feels like, it feels like that's what he's doing. And I think you want to keep that as long as you can.
What's crazy is I've talked to him a couple times. He doesn't seem like he's 18. I mean, he just seems very mature for his age.
He is, yeah. He is. He's very mature. And just the way he plays, too. He's got, feels like there's a lot of maturity in this game. And like I said, he's a great kid. I mean, he's awesome. He's very respectful. But he's also very confident, which is an amazing thing. And but it's a really good confidence, and you can tell the way he plays. You know, that's why he was able to make an impact. And you know, we love having him here. He's, like I said, he's a great kid. He's fun to be around.
Well, you know, when we talk about bounce backs and things like that, how excited are you to see UC this year? Because I feel like being around him, and you've been around him a long time. You know, he's quiet, but you can tell he's got a chip on his shoulder. He's like, hey, I deserve to be the goaltender of this team, and he's a very talented goaltender. So how much pride do you take in that, but also how much, I guess, responsibility do you take in that for playing in front of him and making sure that he has the help that he needs?
Yeah, a lot of pride. I mean, he is, you know, I think maybe a lot of people don't know this about Chus. He's the hardest working guy you'll meet. He's, you know, the way he prepares for practice, the way he prepares for games, and the way he practices, he's unbelievable. He's very driven. He wants to be the best, and he is the best. You know, I think we kind of let him down last year as a team, the way we played defensively. You know, we didn't help him at all, and that's something we take a lot of pride in, especially as defensemen. But as the whole team, we want to be better defensively for him. There's so many times we left him out to dry last year, and like I said, there's so much confidence in our room. We know he's one of the best goalies in the world, and I can't wait for him to go out there and show it, and for us to be better in front of him. And he's gonna have a great year.
Well, we're looking forward to it tomorrow night. Roman, thanks so much again for doing this. Best of luck tomorrow and for this year, and I know we're gonna be talking to you quite a bit, but thanks as always.
All right, thanks guys, appreciate it.
And that, of course, is Predators captain Roman Josi joining us here on the program. We'll have a key player join us every Wednesday at 1 o'clock here on the Chasing Big Joe show. So opening night, it's tomorrow. The Plaza Party, it gets underway at 3 o'clock. The Gold Walk, that starts at 4 o'clock. So be out there. You can watch guys like Roman walk in. And then, of course, the opening night game against the Columbus Blue Jackets. They'll drop the puck just after 7 o'clock. Max Herz will have the pregame show here for you at 6. So you are not going to want to miss that. And then tonight, as a part of DVD, from 5 to 7 will be the Predators season preview show. Max Herz is going to join Willie and Adam as a part of that. 5:15, head coach Andrew Brunette is going to join the show. And you'll also hear from Pete Weber and Hal Gill throughout as well. So it is going to be a lot of Predators coming up over the next few days. And, of course, they play the Mammoth this Saturday at 7 o'clock as well. So you're going to want to check that out. We will talk a little bit more about this Predators team. Coming up next, Chasing Big Joe on this Wednesday, 102.5 The Game.